This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With policies put into play by the Biden administration, fuel and energy prices are skyrocketing. Now the Biden administration is considering shutting down another oil pipeline. The administration has yet to decide what to do with Line 5 in Michigan. Line 5 is part of a network that moves crude oil and other petroleum products from Western Canada, pumping about 54,000 barrels a day. Petroleum is taken from the pipeline in Escanaba, Michigan. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, Biden's energy secretary, reported Sunday that heating prices will rise this winter regardless of the Biden administration's decision on the pipeline. A hacking group with potential ties to China has breached 9 global organizations as part of an ongoing espionage effort. The report labels the Chinese threat group as Emissary Panda. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
With the vaccine mandate by President Biden, it should be noted this is not a law, as Congress has not made it so.
White House officials expressing confidence that the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private businesses will be upheld.
The president and the administration wouldn't have put these requirements in place if they didn't think that they were appropriate and necessary, and the administration is certainly prepared to defend them.
U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy on ABC's This Week, senior White House advisor Cedric Richmond telling Fox News Sunday the administration and the mandate standing on solid legal ground.
OSHA's job is to protect workers. We've lost 750,000 Americans due to this pandemic, 13,000 a day, and people should be able to go to work in a safe environment.
The court, in issuing a temporary stay on the mandate, asserts there may be constitutional issues with the requirement. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Vaccine mandate walkouts are scheduled across the country this week. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now that the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed on Friday and is awaiting the president's signature, the massive social spending bill that will give roughly 11 million illegal immigrants citizenship and more IRS agents to pry into your finances is next on Capitol Hill. The policies and tax hikes in the Democrats' spending bill should not become law. That's according to Ohio Representative Republican Jim Jordan on Newsmax. He said we should avoid this legislation.
Well, we hope it doesn't pass because it's not good for the country, not good for American families, going to raise their taxes, going to increase the cost of energy, so we hope this thing doesn't pass. And frankly, 4 different times now, the Speaker of the House has had a date where she said we're going to pass the legislation, and she's 0 for 4. Twice the Speaker of the House has summoned the President of the United States to Capitol Hill to close the deal, and he's 0 for 2. So let's hope that now, you know, that 0 for 6 turns into this week 0 for 7, because as I said, this legislation is bad for the country, not just the spending, but the policies in it, the tax increases, the energy policy in it, and all kinds of other things. So I hope it doesn't pass. It's bad for the nation, but we're just going to have to wait and see what shakes out today.
The congressman also discussed pending legislation that will keep large settlements from being approved without input from Congress. The Wall Street Journal reported that $450,000 payments were going out to illegal immigrants, but President Biden is denying that, calling the reports garbage, leading to more controversy on whether the payments are being planned or not. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Live. How do you think we're playing around here? This is serious, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is for our freedom. And we are experiencing what seems to be a rebirth of conservatism as a result of last night's election and what happened in Virginia. It is really refreshing and encouraging on so many levels. And here with us right now is my good friend Carl Gallups, the senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church, best-selling author, former law-decorated Florida law enforcement officer, all that good stuff. I'm just so proud to know Carl Gallups, and I'm glad to have him on the show. Carl, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing wonderful. The feeling's mutual, my brother. We need to be the president of each other's fan clubs.
Well, without a doubt, I accept, and I won't even wait for a second. I'm your number one fan next to your number one wife. You're just wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful wife unit, you know, that God has blessed you with. And as he says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and gets blessings from the Lord. And you're blessed beyond what you deserve, you know, and you can tell that.
Yes,
you can
brother.
Tell Pam I said that.
Yes.
But I'm sure she reminds you of that every day.
Yes. And I can't believe that you're exposing this on international national radio. But anyway, it's out now.
Well, I want people to be encouraged because there are marriages out there that are flourishing. We only hear about the bad stuff. And you two have been such an example of, and I know neither one of you claim perfection. It's kind of like, when Billy Graham and his wife were talking, one of the interviewer had asked Mrs. Graham, said, have you ever thought about divorce? And she said, murder, but not divorce.
I know it. That's a wonderful line. That's a wonderful line. No, you're right, brother. But listen, your opening line about the great victory and the revival of conservatism and may I speak to that?
Yes, please. Yeah, because we've bragged enough. We've bragged enough about you and your personal life. So, and I've exposed enough about you, as you say, over the international and national airways. But I'm just proud of you. That's why.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. And yeah, I was getting embarrassed and I was afraid a lightning bolt was going to strike me, so I wanted to move on.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the rebirth of conservatism. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, listen, and here's the balance to it all. You know, and I know, and this should go without saying, but you have such a huge audience and growing, so we'll say it again. You and I do not put our trust and faith in politicians or politics or even elections, as we saw in 2020. Our faith is in Jesus Christ, okay? The Word of God in its contextual understanding. Of course. Now, having said that, the Word of God has a lot to say about staying involved, being involved in light, being the salt, being the light, shining the light in the darkness, making things happen. And, you know, in the United States of America, this is what I try to tell Christians in America. Look, you can sit around and say, well, I'm not going to get involved in politics. That's not very godly. Well, you're right. There's nothing about this world that's very godly. It is fallen.
Right.
It's under Satan's domain. So, but to say I'm not going to get involved in politics, about the only nation the planet has ever seen with a common person and quote, even Christians can run for office, be elected to office, vote for people, redress their government. I mean, this is unheard of in human history. And this is why America is both the envy of the world and then hated by the communist socialist of the world. So when Paul and Peter both wrote about obeying the government, that's a truth. That's a biblical truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we should and we do. But both of those guys were killed for disobeying the government when it came to the things of God. The government was telling them, shut up, speaking in the name of God. Close your churches. We've got these pandemics going on out here. You can't sing in church. And I'm being funny because that's what's happened in our life. But that's what happened under Nero. And both Peter and Paul were executed because they refused to obey the government in those things. So I say to Christians, yes, vote. Yes, get involved. Not that we think that politics is going to save us. Only that Jesus Christ and his coming will save us. But what we know is that we can preserve some sanity and sanctity for the preaching of the gospel in freedom and for our children to live in freedom and to have a future. So I applaud, you know, the most recent wave that's changing, and I pray it extrapolates into 2022 election and to 2024.
Exactly. And going forward, because, you know, like you said, what does our heritage have to look forward to under a socialist regime if America was to turn? And we were so close here, and what happened and what Virginia exampled for the body politic is that your vote does count. The Constitution, we the people, when it activates, can change things. The other thing, Carl, and let's go back. I mean, as Christians, as men and women of faith, we're to follow Jesus' example. Guess what? Jesus didn't shun from politics, did he?
Oh, no. He and the early disciples, John, Peter, Paul, they all addressed ruling authorities, both religious and governmental authorities. They weren't nasty. They weren't trying to overthrow the governments, but they were trying to do what I just said. They were trying to shine light in the darkness and to try to keep people on a track of sanity.
Well, our founding fathers realized that if we did what God said, and this is very well documented in our Declaration of Independence, in our Constitution, and this is what it was. They used godly principles and examples to come up with this great American experiment, this idea. And this is what happened last night, in essence, is that people abandoned their parties. It wasn't about the Republicans or Democrats. It was about furthering an idea for freedom. That's what encourages me. And I'm thinking, wow, if this can really catch hold here, maybe America has another chance.
Yeah, no, listen, I agree. And here's the deal. Here's what I think happened in Virginia, but I think Virginia is a bellwether for what's getting ready to happen in 2022 and 2024 if we can keep the election system fair. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But if we can. But here's the deal. You go into this socialist, communist, life-invading, suffocating philosophy of running the greatest constitutional republic that the world has ever seen, and you start shutting down schools and closing churches and forcing children to wear masks all day long, and now they're talking about mandates, vaccine mandates for children.
Exactly.
And then you indoctrinate them to hate America. You call their parents domestic terrorists. You lecture them about pronoun usage. You take away their jobs and their livelihoods. If you work for an organization that has less than 100 people, you're fine. But if you got, you know, if you got 101, you're a criminal. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. Let's pick it up. We'll pick it up there when we come back. More from Carl Gallups after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh
Nation Independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Carl Gallups, the critically acclaimed Amazon top 60 best-selling author, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, and former decorated law enforcement officer. Carl, what we saw happen in Virginia, happening, you know, we're still keeping our eyes, still hasn't, you know, there hasn't been some determination. It's interesting, they've been saying that 88% of the vote is in, but suddenly the numbers have increased, you know, and this always raises suspicion. It's like the percentage of votes are still the same, but then all of a sudden you see a gradual increase where you've got Governor Murray up over Citarelli, and you know, and then that raises suspicion and doubts because of what the Democrats were famous in doing in 2020, which is you know, becoming more and more revealed, especially with two books that are coming out. You've got the best-selling author and investigator reporter, I think one of the best in the country that we have, is Molly Hemingway, and her book Rigged, and also John Fund. They're both have released books on this election fraud that took place, which, you know, the mainstream media, Chris Wallace, anybody, you know, they don't want to hear about it. They want to just say that, you know, Joe Biden was legitimately voted in, and it's like, you know, and he's insulted when people don't agree with him. But I'm just saying, hey, I don't know. And I should know as a voter, I should know whether it's not a legitimate election, that it was free and fair. You know, after 4 years of all the dismantling and the resistance that you put Donald Trump under, you know, for several months, we've been saying, hey, we've got a problem here. You know, people went and exercised their civic duty on January the 6th. And here it is. They've been maligned. And, you know, many of them have been put into bankruptcy because of the heavy arm of the government and what they've done to these everyday citizens who care and love about and love America, and you've got them in solitary confinement, and some not even, you know, going through any kind of due process, you know, for their rights as citizens, as noted in the Constitution. It's disgusting what we have done to these people, all in the name of. You know, we must go along with what the Democratic Party says, or else if you don't comply, you're going to pay. You know, I definitely want his insight and his passion on this. And especially, you know, as a former law enforcement officer, you know, he has a lot of insight and perspective and balance, you know, to bring to this discussion. We continue to stand by for, you know, for Carl Gallups. Okay, he's back right now. Carl, I'm sorry that we got cut off here. I gave a lengthy introduction into the second segment. Okay, so I don't know if you heard what I said, and I don't want to repeat it all, but you know, I want you to pick up what we were talking about before.
Yeah. No, I heard a bunch of it, and then it went down, so I missed your final part, but. But listen, no, you're right. When we went to break earlier, you and I basically had a show off of the show. I mean, we didn't intend to, but we both got so wrapped up in this, and we made a bunch of good points, and I was thinking, man, this ought to be on the air. But anyway, so it kind of goes to what you were just saying, though. What you were just saying came out of that off-the-air conversation you and I had. Yes, so with more and more prominent people and recognized and esteemed and renowned reporters and investigative journalists writing books and digging deeper into this, I mean, listen, they are documenting and recording what we innately knew. I mean, just by common sense, we knew. And right. This is what all this this enragement is about. And so when you, as I said, when you have an election that certainly appears to have been stolen, in one way or the other, and when you have that before you, and then you realize that what's happening there are these, this socialist, communist, at times criminal, you know, impetus that is being shoved down our throats. So look, 1 year ago, just 1 year ago, brother, we had Arab peace deals going. We had Iran closed up in a box, basically. Afghanistan was quiet. China was in check. The USA was feared and respected at the same time. Our borders were under control and becoming more under control, increasingly under control. We had cheap gas. We were number one in oil production in the world. Minorities of every color and gender were more gainfully employed than ever in the history of the planet. But Donald Trump was in the White House. And
exactly.
Who would have, how could there be 81 million votes against that, regardless of what you think about Donald Trump? Who wants to have their job taken? Who wants to have their kids' lives infiltrated? Who wants to have gas prices at $4 a gallon and rising? Who wants to have unemployment? Who wants to have minorities again out of work and can't find work? A lot has changed in the last year, and I think that the heart of America, regardless of a D or an R or an I, regardless if you're a believer or not, the heart of America are people who just want some semblance of freedom and life and future for their kids. And this current regime is snatching every bit of it out from under us like a carpet, like a rug being snatched out. And I think it's going to blow back on them. It did last night in Virginia.
Yeah, and I believe that it will continue on through the midterms and hopefully continue through 2024. But, there's a clear contrast. And you can thank Donald Trump for this because of the success, the 4 years. And this is, Carl, in spite of all the resistance, could you imagine if there was any little bit of cooperation, what the GDP of America would have been with some cooperation from the Democrats and for people that were just... for the people, not for a party, not for themselves, their political lives, but for the people. My goodness, even in spite of all this stuff and, two impeachment processes and everything else, I mean, the disservice that the Democrats did to the American people, should be noted. And everybody, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, that should revolt you, because it revolts me to see how they wasted the people's money.
Yes, and it is revolting to everyone except a diehard socialist slash communist slash criminally minded person. I mean, because the rest of us, regardless of our political or religious ilk, we're just trying to do life in the greatest nation on the planet. And do we have problems? Yes, but we can address our problems. And we will. And there's all kinds of constitutional ways to do it. But here's the thing. I think it has blown back on them. I think they have crossed the line.
I think you're right.
Watch. What's Biden going to do? Is he going to, now after this loss and as we approach 2022, November, is he going to turn around and say, okay, all the firings and the mandates? I was just kidding. I'm canceling that. Well, what about the thousands, tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of people that have been fired or quit because of that? You can't take that back.
No.
What do you do about destroying the pipeline and gas going through the roof and tankers off the shore, the supply chain cut? And I mean, I was just kidding. Let's open it all back up again. I mean, this is where they are. They've put themselves in a hard corner, and I think it's going to blow up.
Yeah, and here it is. We can be thankful that they exposed themselves so quickly. It didn't take them a long time to do that. And obviously, the American people, well, certainly the people in Virginia and New Jersey were paying attention, and in other markets as well. And this is coming back to, as you say, blow up in their face. The other thing, too, Carl, that we saw what happened in Virginia specifically was Terry McAuliffe and the Democrats' play for the race card seemed to fall flat. I think that's going to be an interesting dynamic, how that plays out going forward. What do you think?
Yeah.
30 seconds left, buddy. Go ahead.
I think America is so over this racism card.
Yeah. Yeah, between that and CRT, which, Terry McAuliffe said they didn't teach, but clearly in all their documentation they were showing that they were teaching CRT, which was really, and I said this earlier, it was the teachers bullying our kids. I mean, here are kids, we send them to school, and we hope, oh, God, hopefully their peers don't bully them, but now the teachers are bullying them.
With With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With policies put into play by the Biden administration, fuel and energy prices are skyrocketing. Now the Biden administration is considering shutting down another oil pipeline. The administration has yet to decide what to do with Line 5 in Michigan. Line 5 is part of a network that moves crude oil and other petroleum products from Western Canada, pumping about 54,000 barrels a day. Petroleum is taken from the pipeline in Escanaba, Michigan. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, Biden's energy secretary, reported Sunday that heating prices will rise this winter regardless of the Biden administration's decision on the pipeline. A hacking group with potential ties to China has breached 9 global organizations as part of an ongoing espionage effort. The report labels the Chinese threat group as Emissary Panda. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. And you know, when it comes to Facebook groups, there's a place for every interest, believe it or not. Of course you know. Well, did you know that more than 1.8 billion people use Facebook groups every month? There are tens of millions of active groups on Facebook, and a group for seemingly any interest, ranging from women welders to cottagecore do-it-yourselfers and decor. There are more than 70 million admins and moderators running Facebook groups active in this past month. One of those admins is Matt Duffy. Now, Matt has started a group in 2020 called Born Zillennial, boasting more than 180,000 members around the world. The group is for individuals born sometime in the 90s and shaped by the early 2000s, who are too young to be millennials and yet too old for Gen Z. The mission of this community is to unlock the past, embrace the present, brighten the future. The group exploded from 22 members to 22,000 overnight and grew to 66,000 members in the following 3 days. Today, BZ is celebrating 179,000 members, including Miley Cyrus, and 100-plus countries. Matt is here to talk about his personal experience running this global group with thousands of members and provide tips to all of us on how to start and run a group of our own using the latest tools. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me. What an intro.
Well, hey, look, it's all about you, buddy, and how magnificent, you know, for you to come up with this idea. And, you know, as you first put it together, you probably thought, okay, hey, I might be able to get maybe 1,000, couple thousand people, but this has, like, gone through the roof.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it has gone beyond my wildest dreams. And, I mean, it's been so rewarding. And to watch it grow and really take on, you know, a life of its own. You know, we've evolved a lot in the past year, but it's only been a year, you know. We're still right. a pretty young community. And just to watch it continue to flourish and see where the members take me is where I'm going.
Well, and that's the thing about, you know, marketing and doing things like this is that you may have a basic idea, but as people get involved, like you said, it's so dynamic. And then you've got ideas that are born of ideas that are born of more ideas, all brought to you by the active members in this group, which has got to be exciting for you to see how this thing, you know, continues to blossom well beyond your initial imagination, right?
Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, you had mentioned our mission of unlock the past, embrace the present, and brighten the future. And that was really born out of the members and what they wanted. It started as nostalgia. It was early 2000s from technology that no longer exists and what felt like fever dreams. And, you know, once we were in there, you know, off that sense of belonging, we really grew together beyond the initial interest point. And that's where embrace the present and brighten the future comes in of, you know, it was peak pandemic last October. And I was class of 2020 from the University of Florida, and the job market was bleak, and we were coming together just, what do we do? Are we okay? You know, we're stuck at home, and, you know, we're some of the best years of our life didn't feel like they were the best years of our life. So, you know, how do we embrace the present? And then knowing that we're going to be around for a bit, how can we brighten our future?
What a great idea to come up with that, because that really you know, congeals, you know, the whole concept of people, you know, getting involved with BC. I mean, it really lays it out in a clever way. I congratulations on coming up with that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been such an incredible experience. And it all started from one of my University of Florida grad courses, the class was social media community management. And, you know, the semester-long project was to create a group on Facebook, provide value and a sense of belonging. And, you know, after the series of viral videos and quick growth, it became so much more than a class, but also to have that support and assignments to share in the group. You know, engagement is one of the most important things in a group. And I was sharing, you know, weekly assignments and even got to present my final report on Facebook Live.
Wow, that's excellent. So what kind of grade did you get? Did the professor acknowledge that this was a brilliant idea?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, he was so helpful, and it was pretty funny. Even, you know, members were there in some of my initial videos. I was explaining what the community was about and what I wanted it to be, but also mentioning that it was for a class, and it's very millennial to support each other in our, right. you know, academic endeavors. So they were really excited about it, and I would lean on them to help me with assignments. So by the end and on the Facebook Live, I did get an A. I got 100%. But truly to me, it did become so much more than a grade that if I got anything less, I still would have been okay with that because I had the community that is still existing beyond the end of the course.
How is the community responding to this idea? I mean, are they as grateful as, you know, it seems like they should be, you know, for this idea?
Yeah, no, they really are. I mean, they're going in there and, you know, it's that sense of belonging and even giving this on the cusp generation a name. You know, people are just happy to identify with something. This was happening when millennials and Gen Z were back and forth. And just to say, you know, we're both, we're neither, we really don't care. We just want to find our people and find our community. And, you know, I've seen so many cool success stories and friends. You know, these are some of my best friends from around the world, but also my team I communicate with every day. We really encourage people to even take it out and you know, meet up in real life or, you know, exchange phone numbers and start texting. Pen pals we've done. So people right. are really thankful just to come every day. And, you know, they say they check Facebook and it's always something that they can look forward to. And it's always going to be overwhelmingly positive.
Matt, what's it like for you to admin this humongous group?
It is really rewarding. And I mean, an opportunity unlocked. You know, I wouldn't be here without it. But even on the day to day, it's so cool just to see things you put out into the world being interacted with, engaged with, and appreciated, especially, you know, from members from all around the world. But I couldn't do it without my team. I will say, you know, I've sourced some of the most active, engaged, and passionate members who share the same vision for Born Millennial as I do to join my team. And, you know, they're bringing new ideas, fresh ideas. They're, you know, we're all leaning in and helping each other out. And so it can definitely be time consuming, but also with different features and a team that you can trust, It's an incredible experience.
Well, as you've continued to work on this, you know, there's a lot of new features that are available for Facebook groups. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been running, you know, a Facebook group, and Born Millennial, and, you know, a few more since for just over a year now, and I've really seen the ways that Facebook has invested in building tools that admins and group members want and need to build the kind of community they want to join. And with the Facebook Community Summit 2021 product announcements, there were so many that I'm so excited to get in some of my groups. And I think one of them is the ability to customize and, you know, give your own look and feel to your group. So that can be colors, post backgrounds, and fonts, and even custom emojis and reactions that members can give. You can really tailor your experience on Facebook. Also, a new member greeting. There's a new way to invite, you know, and welcome new members to your group. And, you know, setting norms and, you know, guidelines right off the bat makes everyone, you know, develop that sense of belonging earlier, but also know exactly what they're getting into. And fundraisers to raise money for group projects to offset the cost of running the group, or to enable members to just show their appreciation for admins and moderators and the team that's in there every day, making sure that the community is engaged, happy, healthy, and safe.
Well, we're talking with Matt Duffy. What an incredible record, which started out as a class project. Here he is, the admin and founder of Born Zillennial, and, you know, managing, you know, thousands of like-minded Zillennials who have come together with a common interest, and this is just unbelievable. And you know, this really speaks of the creativity of, you know, of Americans, I believe, of everyday citizens, and certainly Zillennials. And I just love the way you have framed this group in terms of its passion, and that it's just really a neat idea, and it encourages all of us. Matt, what about people that want to get involved? What would you advise them to do?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, as you sort of mentioned as well, the great thing about Facebook groups is that there really is one out there for everyone. But if you don't see one that's for you, you can start your own. And the best way to do that is click create group. Just do it. Start it. Narrow down your niche. Figure out the communities you're a part of and what you want to create there, and start it. And then it's all about welcoming new members, providing that sense of belonging, and creating consistent content. You know, there's tools on Facebook as well to schedule posts ahead of time. You can use group insights to see when members are online. And be proactive instead of reactive. Establishing guidelines early is so important to just make sure that you do have a healthy and safe community. And I always say it's better to use those guidelines to tell members what they should and can do in your community and what they can get out of it, more than what they can't or shouldn't do.
Exactly. Good idea. Got to wrap it up. Where can our listeners go for more information?
Yeah, if you're interested in starting or running a Facebook group, visit facebook.com/community to learn more.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Mina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on 1 second. Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. In the financing law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate law. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got Michael Monroy, the Coalition's Director for Libra Initiative Virginia, a nonpartisan, nonprofit grassroots organization. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, Michael, you're there in Virginia. You're very well aware of what was going on inside and out. Give us your perspective of what happened on election day there in Virginia.
Yeah, Libre endorsed Glenn Youngkin for governor a few weeks before election day, but even prior to that, Libre has always been very active and engaged in the Hispanic community across Virginia. And for a while, we had been hearing that for a lot of Latino voters that life was getting too expensive in Virginia. And in other words, the prices of groceries going up, the prices of gasoline getting too high, the prices of housing getting too high. Life is just unaffordable in Virginia. And based off these issues and education and the quality and affordability of health care, the table issues, the Latino yes. community had enough of the past over 10 years of same party rule in Richmond. And, they rejected that and they voted for change. Glenn Youngkin was at change on election night. And you know what? I think even beyond just Virginia, I think it's also a sign that, people are rejecting the Washington style approach of, big government solutions. There was a lot of folks trying to tie it to other things from the past, but the folks just wanted a solution to what was happening to them in their everyday lives and the education of their sons and daughters. And the Latino community turned out, and I think the Latino votes helped Youngkin in certain big population areas of Virginia, which is very interesting and something for a lot of folks to consider and analyze for other races across the country.
Well, people are realizing the Hispanic vote is not a monolithic vote, and this is where they greatly misunderstand this. I got to tell you, Michael, you know, being Hispanic myself, you know, people make comments, go, well, Martinez, you know, you should be more liberal, you know, and it's not the way I was raised. You know, I believe in common sense. I mean, just like these, as you say, these tabletop issues that Latinos in Virginia saw, you know, that their kids were not being educated properly. You know, Hispanic our endemic culture is such that it's so family oriented that when you start teaching our kids things that are anti-family, well, you got a problem. Things that are anti-business. I mean, look at Latinos in their nature are very entrepreneurish, and they run many of the small businesses. They see what's going on, and they want to be aligned with governments and with elected officials that support small business. And clearly, what was happening with the Democratic Party, they were the exact antithesis, and it came out so clear. And we can thank Terry McAuliffe for kind of opening the door to allow us to see the underbelly of the Democratic Party when he made that statement, because at the very heart of that statement, that parents have no business in being involved in the classrooms, was quite telling. It was not just about classrooms, but it was about everything that had to do with the American way of life, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, Latinos come from very diverse backgrounds, diverse countries. They've had different experiences, but yeah, as you said, the Latino community is not monolithic. They're diverse in their opinions. You know, they also vote based off the tabletop issues. But what's key here is that when a political campaign brings that message directly to the community and actually engages the community, and especially with through what Libre did, you know, our comparative advantage here is that we work with the Latino community all year round. We're not a political campaign. We normally don't get involved in endorsing candidates, but we saw that the issues here were too big. The yes. community was hit hard. I mean, everyone immigrated to Virginia from a lot of different Central American, South American countries. It's not right that they have to immigrate to another state because it's more affordable from Virginia, right? And yeah, I mean, education is very important. You know, reaching the American dream is important to all Latinos. That's a fact. And for their son or daughter to reach a better, you know, place in life with through good education is key here, and Virginia's it's kind of been lacking in educational opportunity and options compared to other states. And yeah, like you said, that comment from McAuliffe that parents should not have a say in what's taught in schools, and even beyond what's being taught in schools, but the option to send their kids to a public school or private school or charter school or a micropods. There's lots of different styles of education that Latino parents especially have had their eyes open to through forced disruption, right, through the pandemic when we all had to stay at home. So a lot of families, a lot of parents are waking up, especially on the education front, which was a big issue this election. And we hope that, you know, that can translate into good policies to reform education in Virginia so more families, more children can have a shot at the American dream and through the best education for them.
Well, Michael, you were there, so you saw the groundswell as it was starting to build, and the timing couldn't have been much better, because here it is, it culminated on election night, where it was apparent a tsunami was taking place. And, you know, hopefully what started in Virginia will not stay in Virginia, that it'll go outside the bounds, as, you know, the vice president had suggested that what happened in Virginia was going to have effects in 2022, the midterms, 2024. And she went on to say, and beyond. I thought that was quite prophetic and one of the few times I could agree with anything she said.
Yeah, you know, the election was a game changer here. Again, the Latino vote was key to Youngkin's victory. I think even some other articles I read that even the Asian votes was key to Youngkin's victory. So the minority vote was a game changer here in Virginia, in those big population centers of Northern Virginia, the Richmond area, Virginia Beach. Youngkin may not have won certain counties, but he drove his margins up and lowered
yes, exactly.
his margins. And that plus the votes from other parts of Virginia that normally would vote red was the key here. So, yeah, I mean, lots of lessons to be taken from this. And I think a wake-up call for Washington. You know, they've been spending a lot of time debating lots of solutions that government is here to solve. When it comes to infrastructure, they talk a lot about building the repairing roads and bridges. But that almost $5 trillion infrastructure plan has only 5% of it is dedicated to traditional infrastructure. A lot of partisan projects that have nothing to do with roads and bridges and fixing the lives of Latino families here in Virginia, those tabletop issues, there's a big disconnect here. So I think
exactly.
I'm sure that in Washington and in White House and in Congress, they've been analyzing this since yesterday. I'm sure if I was smart, I would chart a new course. I would try to.
We're not seeing that though, Michael. We're seeing just the opposite, that they want to double down. I mean, let's face it. It started out when you look at what the Democrats are doing. I mean, they tried to sell this during to their own party members during the primaries, and they could only get about 30% of the people to go along with it. Well, then they carry it through they kind of soft pedal it in the general election. So you already knew what they were going to do. So what they could only get 30% of their own party, they've been pushing on the rest of the country, and what we saw in Virginia is a clear rejection of what the Democrats are trying to sell. And Virginia, like much of America, says we're not buying it.
Yeah, during these few weeks leading up to Election Day, through Libre, I was a part of a big team of volunteers, of activists, not only in Virginia, from across the country. We knocked on thousands of doors in these key big Latino population areas. We made thousands of phone calls, and we heard the same from everyone. We talked to them in English and Spanish, and I think here the key is we talked to them in Spanish, but the fact that we reached out to them, Latinos are open to hearing different viewpoints, and if they speak English, but they don't speak it too well, but they're able to then hear the message in Spanish, and then they agree with us. I mean, they turned out. I mean, I knocked on many doors. I remember knocking on one door 2 days before Election Day in Manassas, Virginia, which is a big Latino-heavy area. Mm-hmm. And this man told me that he's a Democrat. He's always voted Democrat. But, when Nicole talked about that quote about parents and I haven't seen it in the school system,
oh, yeah, mine.
He says, I was voting for – I'm planning to vote for Youngkin. I've never done that before. I don't consider myself a Republican. But, education is important to me. He had his little daughter with him in the driveway, and that to me was an eye opener. It's different from what you hear in the media or what you read in the news, but when you're out in the communities talking in English and Spanish, key here, it's an eye opening experience. And I think again, when campaigns engage these communities, that can make a difference, and that's what happened in Virginia.
Well, as you said, Hispanics came out in numbers, and that's what we heard time and again, Michael, as well, is that Democrats, voting Republican for the first time. But, the deal was, is that, again, what I hope that voters realize is what they heard from Terry McAuliffe was his heart. It's the heart of the Democratic Party, and that is that they know better from cradle to grave. They want to control everything about your life. They don't want you involved in any decisions. And when it comes to our kids, certainly, they don't want, they don't want parents involved with our kids' education either. They have the arrogance to say that they know better, and here we are. I mean, they know so much better that our educational system ranks, about 27th, 28th in the world? I mean, that's how good they're doing. And we need to entrust them with our kids on top of that?
Yeah, our kids, they have unique abilities, unique traits. Each child is unique, and the way that they learn is unique, and we our education system needs to reflect that. And again, that the pandemic, the pandemic itself was bad, the pandemic did produce new types of educational options that were temporary. Hopefully we can pass some reforms to make those different options that were made temporary during the pandemic permanent, so parents can choose, and then beyond that, more economic educational opportunity for our students.
Again, we appreciate the time. He's the Coalition's Director for Libre Initiative Virginia. Michael Monroy has been our guest. Thank you, Michael. Godspeed. Take care.
Hey, thanks so much. You too.
That supply lines are down or moving slow,
or moving slow,
and that most everything costs more these days.
But good news, high-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.